Barbara Hendricks has already said, quote, the government will not agree to any deals. The decision to shut nuclear reactors down step by step was taken by Angela Merkel's government shortly after Japan's Fukushima disaster back in 2011.
We will abandon nuclear power completely, step by step, until the end of 2022. And this path is a big challenge for Germany. But above all, it means huge opportunities for future generations. As a country, we think that we can become pioneers on the way to create an age of renewable energies.
Since then, the German nuclear companies have seen their profits collapse. Germany has increased its use of so-called green energy, such as wind and solar. But despite the country calling a halt to nuclear energy production, it continues to buy and use it from other countries, like France. Gertrud Hohler, the former advisor to German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, sees controversy behind such a policy.
A problem for all neighbor countries, that's the first point. She didn't ask anybody to go in the same direction. She bought and she buys until today nuclear energy from our neighbors and says, no, for us it is too dangerous to have those companies on our ground, but some kilometers from that, the French nuclear companies would have the same problem when there's an accident as if it were on our ground. It is ideology what she makes.